Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports?
You can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need. And 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required. No activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line. Plus, 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
Mr. Get Off, I get off at my feet.
WIP Afternoon Show, Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Phillies baseball again tonight on WIP, whether you like it or not, 6:45 against the Giants. We'll have leading off for you in a little bit. But now, the star of the show. Oh, that's right. It's the top five of five.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
So obviously, if you've listened to this show, you are aware of Paul Jolovitz's hatred for Daryl Morey.
He does. He hates him.
Can't stand him. Obviously, that was presented with this legendary drop from Jolly.
Why are we not coming down his throat? Why are we so leaning on Daryl Morey? It drives me insane.
Have to play the full thing for absolute context.
Need context.
And for our jobs.
Right.
So he is not a Daryl Morey fan. Obviously, Daryl Morey talked on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect guy on to react to Daryl Morey is Paul Jolovitz. And for 4 hours, he ripped Daryl Morey. Finally, someone holding him accountable on this station, unlike someone.
Yep.
And
do I need a Daryl Morey debate with Jolly?
Jolly versus Spike on Daryl?
Ooh.
I'm liking it. Maybe this sparks the debate.
Yeah.
Man, that might be fire right there.
Yep. Yeah. Maybe
after the draft.
Maybe after the draft. So here are the five best Daryl Morey zingers from Jolly the other night. First two here, quick ones, but effective.
If Daryl Morey told me right now it was dark outside, I'd buy sunscreen. There's just nobody worse.
So does that mean that Daryl's wrong or lying?
Right, I don't know.
Exactly.
Yeah, which one does it
know
mean?
Which one that really means.
Yeah.
Yep. He continued on when breaking down some geography as it relates to Daryl Morey.
Daryl Morey told me that this was Pennsylvania. I would look down and say, well, somehow they've moved the geography of the United States. I'm now in New York.
Well, that one is not strong.
Come on, man. He is cooking Daryl Morey.
Again, is he saying that Daryl Morey is lying or he just doesn't know anything?
I think it's both.
Right,
yeah.
Okay.
Because I don't think he's trying to say he's not intelligent.
Stupid, right? He's
right.
A liar.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So I think it's a mixture of both. Obviously not Daryl Morey fan. Now, these other ones, a little bit longer.
Now, was the show largely about Morey?
I assume so.
Okay.
I assume so after the press conference. Here, he gets a little creative with when he rips Daryl Morey.
Seattle phone book has a man named Dennis Knox in it. Why am I asking you this? Because the trivia question I'm going to ask you, I have three questions. I won't go to the phones. Who is one more in the NBA? Daryl Morey, Sixers general manager, or Dennis Knox of Seattle, Washington, picked randomly out of the phone book. Randomly. Pick anybody you want because Daryl Morey has won Squidoosh, always will win Squidoosh. Horrible general manager, doesn't understand risk reward.
Oh.
I would do a better job than he does. I should never ever say that about a professional general manager in a professional sport.
Okay.
Wow.
We need to have this happen.
Wow.
He hasn't won anything.
Wow.
He did win that G League championship.
He did win that G League title.
Well, he hasn't won a championship. he's got more regular season wins than any general manager over the last 15 years.
He does? Is that a real stat?
He did before this year.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm about to say, what the hell?
What's Bob Myers doing there in that time? Is he?
Bob Myers hasn't had a job in 3 years.
He still should have more wins.
Well, Bob Myers was only the GM for what?
What, like 12 to?
Yeah, 6 years.
21.
Yeah. Look.
There's more.
Daryl Morey. Okay.
Yeah. Hold on.
He's just like
your diatribe at the end. Take your medicine.
All right. I'm sorry.
He somehow worked Niagara Falls into it on this next one.
The general manager of Niagara Falls wanted the water to keep rolling, and he chose Daryl Morey as his water movement specialist. Niagara Falls would stop tomorrow. There'd be a dam that appeared near the falls. You wouldn't know who built it, how it got done, but Daryl Morey was just a...
The Daryl Morey Dam.
Yeah. Or Dam, we got Daryl Morey. He might be the worst executive in the history of sports, not Philadelphia sports, because of the expectations thing.
He's just... Charlie's ridiculous.
He seems to be pretty upset.
He's very upset.
He would do a better job than Daryl Morey.
Yeah. It feels like a lot of subtweets / on the air.
Yeah. Guy can't even pick college football games any good.
Well, that's not true. Yeah.
Wow.
He had BYU -7.
Okay. Wow.
Everyone's talking about
it. What time was this going on?
I think like 10 to 2, if I had to guess.
Okay.
He's got the joke formula for this is all the same. Was this 4 hours?
Four hours of singers.
If Daryl Morey told me this was WIP, I'd look around and I'd be like, wait a minute, it's KYW.
He's done stand-up before, though. He's a stand-up comedian.
He's done Joe Conklin's show before.
Yeah, okay. Come on, he's a regular comedian. Now, the number one jolly
zing. You know, I was at a Burger King. I asked Daryl Morey where I was. He told me I was at McDonald's.
Actually, he might be writing that one down and using that for next weekend.
Okay.
So, but the number one jolly just ripping into Daryl Morey zinger. An interesting, I don't know, just listen to this.
I'd like him to replace Daryl Morey, sure. But I would say that, and I'm serious, any living human being, should this person replace Daryl Morey? I don't care if it's an infant in Cambodia. Anybody could replace Daryl Morey for me. Who, when he speaks, makes me sick. When he does things, makes me sick. Who, when he just makes me sick, period. He is a loathsome public figure that I don't know personally. Maybe I'd love him. I have no idea. But it would not influence what I think about what he does. And he insults the fans all the time with a smirk. You know, just makes me sick.
A loathsome public figure? A Cambodian infant?
That was deep. Infant Cambodian.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'd say there's a genuine dislike that Jolly has for Daryl Morey.
Why are we not coming down his throat?
That is a good question.
Why are we so leaning on Daryl Morey? It drives me insane.
I feel like I need to organize some sort of a summit or a truce between Daryl Morey and Paul Jolovich.
How is Morey going to recover
from
that?
Well, here's the thing about this, Mike, where it could be tough for you.
Yeah.
When you agree that the majority of the public probably is siding with Jolly.
Oh, yeah. But right. That never stopped me. Yeah, stopped me with Jolly. I mean, saying that he's horrible at his job and any living human would be better than him at it.
That's pretty rough.
It just seems like a stretch.
A little bit. He's an abhorrent human being.
Yeah.
Loathsome.
Yeah. It's like, all right. Wow. I wonder what it is about Daryl Morey.
Well, he gets fixated on certain people. Like if you bring up Philip Rivers to Jolly, it's a 10-minute meltdown. Like, he hates Philip Rivers.
Oh, really? Oh, we're on different sides of that one, too.
He's got his things, man.
Yeah.
He hates Trey Turner. But,
oh, does he?
Yeah. All
right.
Yeah, Jolly is a man of principle, man.
He's got takes.
Yeah, he does.
I give him credit for that.
Yeah.
Give him credit for that.
I still tell you that we should have taken DeMarcus Cousins.
Oh, boy.
And he's Malik Monk'd up in the false draft.
Oh, Malik Monk.
I liked Malik Monk, too.
Good player.
Yeah, he's a six.
Oh, man.
I agree. I'm just saying, I liked him coming out of college.
I'll never forget. So when the DeMarcus Cousins draft happened, that was the Evan Turner draft.
That was the Evan Turner draft, yeah.
That was right when WIP started getting a website or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I'll never forget the article that Jolly wrote about the Sixers should take DeMarcus Cousins. It was outrageous. And by the way, real talented guy. Career didn't amount to anything.
He was right about the talent, but he still had the mentality wasn't there.
I've watched a lot of sports in my life. I've never seen a person with a worse on-court or on-field demeanor than DeMarcus Cousins. Continually fed up with literally everyone he was playing with.
Yeah.
This hour is sponsored by Guida Door and Window. Get 20% off all windows and doors with no money down and get up to 6 years to pay it off interest-free. Call Guida Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com.
Speaking of Guida, the first thing you brought up to me today was the door.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to talk about that later. I have to talk about Guida. I got to learn all about the windows and doors today at Guida. It's pretty cool.
Oh, you went out there?
Yeah. Okay. I honestly never thought I'd be so interested in why the doors are better and why the windows are better.
It started becoming intriguing to me.
Dude, I learned about what high-performance low-E glass is.
Yeah.
I was like, oh.
Yeah.
It's got three levels of glass?
There you go.
Yeah, dude, I was into it.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
215-592-9494. Mark in Delaware. You're on WIP.
Yo, guys. Good show.
Thanks, Mark.
Appreciate it, Mark.
So, my big thing today is Rob Thompson, man. He needed to come out of the dugout last night.
I agree.
I mean, he's got to protect his catcher, especially when the catcher's got to go back out and, face the umpire the next inning.
Yeah, I think Rob Thompson, to a certain extent, is probably a little bit out of his comfort zone this year. I think all these changes to the lineup are out of it. It's not a defense of him. I'm just trying to, armchair analyze on Therapy Tuesday. I think we've seen a lot of things that are out of character for him. I wonder if he is reaching a little bit. I wonder if he is feeling the pressure on his job. I agree with you that he should have come out of the dugout, though that's not really his character either. And I wonder, and we talked about this a lot after the season when they decided to not move on from him, if this team has a chance, if this was the guy at this moment. He was the guy a few years ago when he took over for Joe Girardi. That's exactly what they needed. But I wonder if he is the guy that they needed this year.
Yeah, and like you said, I think he's out of character because there's no way you should have three different leadoff batters in the first, two or three weeks of the season.
Yeah, he's reaching. He's trying to change things around enough times to have one of them stick, some of these things I liked. I liked him moving Bohm down. I liked him moving Stott up. But when you look at them collectively, you're like, wow, it's not really him, but it's hard for me to criticize it because I didn't want him to be him. You know, so
sure.
Yeah, it's tough. Mark, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that's just not typical of a major league manager on how they, you know, manage your lineups or anything, you know?
Yep.
Yeah, and Spike mentioned it, but he's in a tough position. Like, how long does he allow for things not to work before he makes some sort of change?
Right.
No, I completely agree. All right, so let me give you my answer.
Yeah, what's overrated?
So this is supposed to be a fixture in Philadelphia, but Geno's and Pat's, they suck.
You know, Philly. All right, thank you, Mark.
What do you mean always?
No, I'm saying that people always bring
it up. They always say it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, Cheesesteak's
a great sandwich, I think, no matter. Well,
yeah.
Like the regular cafeteria one's bad. But if you go to a real cheesesteak shop, they're fine.
Right. Yeah. It's like everybody from Philly has to prove their Philliness by saying, well, only tourists go there. And right. Let me say, look, when I lived at, what's it, 10th and Rittner, and I would walk back from work, I would walk past there sometimes.
Okay.
There was always a line. That's not all tourists.
Right. So
you know?
you're saying there aren't locals.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
It's not, look, everybody has their own favorite, and, you know, whether that style is your favorite or not your favorite. But.
I always say this, because I was a tourist.
Yeah.
In 98. I still remember when Harold... He took myself, Trot, Trey, Alan Ross, our rookie class. Like,
yep.
He took us over there to, like, that's where we had just
like a rite of passage.
Yeah, mini camp. Yeah, it was Pats and Geno's, and I gotta be honest, listen, Geno's, I'm recognizing from Boys to Men video.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So I was okay with it, but that was obviously before I knew about the whole cheese. Steak thing
all
here
over the place.
In the city,
it's like,
yes.
Oh, it's like there are a lot of great ones.
Every time people say that's the tourist place, I'm like, well, yeah, I guess it was because that's where I went when I first got here.
When I ate, that's how I always ate.
That's
Pat's.
The first cheesesteak I had was either Pat or Geno's. I can't remember which one it was.
But, I loved Pat's. I would go to Pat's all the time. I had no problem. Like, it was good to me. Again, everybody has their own favorite.
Whiz.
Yeah.
That's how I first learned how to order it.
There you go.
Whiz wit. Whiz. Were you an onions guy or no onions
guy? I am
guy?
An onions guy.
Okay. All right. There you go.
Well, I don't do the whiz anymore.
No. Yeah.
I think that may have made me stop eating cheesesteaks early.
Was the cheese whiz?
Yeah, because I didn't really know how to order it.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Now
you
I'm
didn't
more...
know how to get the different cheese
yeah,
in order.
I didn't really
right
know
way.
What I was doing.
Well, now Cooper Sharp's all the rage.
Oh, everybody and the Cooper Sharp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got to have the onions, though.
Always, yeah.
Big onions.
Guy. I gotta have the fried onions. And I don't want anything on mine. I don't need ketchup or any of that stuff.
See, I'm a mustard guy.
Mustard?
Yeah, everyone gets so worked up about how I like mustard on a cheesesteak. Sue me. Whatever.
That's weird.
It's
weird.
Well, again, but mustard on a cheeseburger, which is the same combination.
I see what you're saying, yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah, it's different.
It's not, though.
Yeah, it's different.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'll take it from the vegan.
Nobody, look, I ate plenty of cheesesteaks in my life.
I'm sure you did, Dubby.
Yeah, I was. Big fat, so. I ate, what, 4 pats in one night or 5, whatever the.
Slow down, you.
Second time. Second time you've almost done that.
My goodness.
You can tell how comfortable
yeah,
I am.
Dude, welcome to
yeah,
the show.
Yeah. But the only other thing I would do with Pat's is they have the jar of the hot peppers there. I'll get a couple of the big old hot peppers.
Yeah.
Shedeur Sanders not going to the NFL draft, Ike.
Smart move.
Yeah. Because you know he would be the guy the camera would be on.
He's going to be the story, yes. He's going to be the story, and he's going to sit for a minute.
Yeah, I think that meeting with the Giants was not a, we're taking you at 3.
Right.
I think that's probably not the way it was.
Then he goes to, he may not even be the second quarterback taken.
I don't think it's impossible.
The kid
that he's
out of
not.
Ole Miss, the Jackson Dart kid.
Oh, really? You think he'll be the guy?
I think so.
Steelers.
I think so.
Steelers and Shedeur.
Herb in the Northeast, you're on WIP. What's up, Herb?
What's up, my Ike Reese?
What's up, Herb?
The next time you go to get a cheesesteak, you got to tell them you want American slice or provolone slice.
I'm more of a provolone. Yeah, I'm a provolone guy. Yeah,
provolone, mm-hmm. But yeah. They put the cheese to hold the slice.
Yeah.
You don't want that liquid shit they throw at
you. Oh, that's awesome, Herb.
That's the cheese they're trying. That's how they make profit. You know what I mean?
Yep.
It gets too messy.
Yeah.
Steve, yeah. I must say.
Steve's in the Northeast.
Geno's got a good steak, but at certain times, some of it's a little fatty on the end.
Yeah. I got to tell you, Jim's on South Street, man. I was a big fan of that one back in the day.
I was never a Jim's guy.
Yeah, the onions, I couldn't help it. Did you smell those onions?
I was going to say, you smelled the onions three blocks away on South Street from Jim's.
I couldn't resist it, yeah.
Steve's at Comley, Langhorne, and Cottman Avenue, where Buffington and Cottman.
The big one in Philly now is Angelo's.
Angelo's, yeah. I haven't had Angelo's.
Del Rossi's heating up?
Now, I did see Angelo's at...
I had Del Rossi's. Never had Max's.
I've never had Max's.
I've heard of Max's. That's maybe a Northeast thing.
Okay. There's Mama's in Bala, Kenwood. Okay. There's Larry's in West Philly.
Larry's, yeah.
The Angelo's, again, I'm not going to eat it, but I was at Joe from Fans of Philly and Paige's house for their daughter's first birthday, and they had, it was like catered by
like
Angelo's.
Kids.
I do like it.
He does like it.
Yeah, I do like it.
It's not gender reveals in the first inning.
I don't like gender reveals during the baseball game when your team stinks.
It's understandable.
Yeah. But I saw the Angelo's cheesesteak, and I was like, you know what?
Yeah.
If I was going to break it for anything.
Well, they make the bread there.
They
Cooper
do.
Sharp's out in the streets. Yeah.
Well, Skinny Joey's is on my list.
You said that.
I got to get there at some
point.
Yeah,
you better.
I got okay.
Sorry, Herb. Go on.
Go ahead.
Martin Steak's got good steaks if you like it chopped up.
Yeah.
They got good steaks.
Yep.
I've bought a lot of steaks from them in the past 6 months. Mm.
And they a lot of meat in your mouth.
They come right to the well.
Yeah, don't do extra meat.
Well,
I'm actually more of a chicken cheesesteak guy than I am a cheesesteak guy.
You were an Ishka Bibbles guy back in the day.
I remember, yes, sir.
Yeah. That was the chicken cheesesteak on South Street.
He wants to go healthy. He don't want no red meat. So
no, I just switch it up. I switch it up. You know, I switch it up. You know,
All right. So,
a lot of
people moving around in this NFL draft.
Oh, boy,
up.
Here we go.
Oh, man, who you liking?
I'm going to settle in.
All kinds of talk.
Yeah, who you liking? Who you like for the Eagles in the back end of the draft?
You know, you could say something today. I mean, you know they need a good, pass rusher, pass rusher.
Yeah. Is that your number one priority?
You think
defensive line is number one priority?
I think they're going to try to trade Goddard in the second round, try to get another pick in the second round. Early third round, but... They're definitely going to go for another tight end.
Well, I remember you brought up Jason Taylor's kid a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're saying he might go like 4 or 5. It just came up here, on ESPN or something.
Ooh.
He's moving up the ladder quick, man.
You in the bathroom though? It sounds echoey.
No.
You sure?
I got my TV on. I'm sitting in the living room. I just sent Jack a picture of me.
Shirtless too.
Dude, I swear I was going to ask if he was shirtless.
No,
he sounds like he's sitting on the couch, leaning back, eating a sandwich.
I'm relaxing right now.
Yeah.
Sound like you're digging in your navel.
I'm hoping the Phillies win tonight. I'm getting a little nervous.
Yep. All of us are.
Yeah, my man, what's his name you were talking about? He actually interviewed me a few months ago.
Jesus, that photo.
Now he likes me, that jolly Jolowitz. He likes me.
He likes you.
Guys like to be stroked.
He let me talk for a while. Yeah.
It's late at night.
Dude, everybody lets you talk.
Late at night, he used to cut me, And then he had this attitude about him. But now.
Oh, yeah, he definitely has an attitude about him.
Yeah.
Herb, this photo is outrageous.
He'll bang you if he don't like you. Listen.
Jack, did you catch that?
He said he'll bang you.
He'll bang you if he don't like you.
Daryl Morey better hope that he gets the third pick in the draft. Because the only way he's getting one or two, I don't know, man. I just don't know.
Wait a minute. He should hope that he gets the third pick? Why shouldn't he hope that he gets the first?
I hope he gets one, two, or three.
Okay.
This guy better pick. He better pick. I remember a couple years ago when they got rid of Harden. The thing that Harden said.
Harden?
Harden said, I want to go back to Houston. They're getting better. And look where they're at, and where they at? Two or three in the Western Conference?
Number two. They are number two. Number two.
Number two. Yeah, you got a lot to say about the Houston. And he's out there in L.A. at a new stadium, of course. But he was right. Harden was right. Houston's going to, you know, make a run, and they made a run this year.
He's not on Houston. You know, he's on the Clippers. Yep, he is not on Houston.
A lot of guys are playing.
He is on the Clippers.
That coach deserves a raise, man. Number two in the Western Conference.
What's his problem? He was raised too much up there in Boston.
Yeah, he was raising the wrong things.
You talked to Baldy yet, or what?
Yeah, we talked to him yesterday.
Yep, he's waiting for you.
Did you tell him I said hello, right?
Yeah, we did. We gave him your number.
Yeah, all right. You better.
We did.
You better, brother. Let me tell you.
I put your picture on YouTube.
I meet Baldy at the airports a lot.
Oh, you did? I don't know if that's legal.
It's not?
I don't know.
Just a picture of him.
All right, Herb.
All right.
Okay, Herb. Not your best one.
The lineup. I noticed when I was watching some of this game last night, the first five or six, I went to bed when it was 6-4. I still see guys swinging at these low pitches, these breaking pitches. They're right down at the knees, and then they drop even lower. And outside, they're not even in the zone, Jack. So
20 whiffs last night, Herb. 20 whiffs against the starter.
They better wise up.
Not 20 against the starter. Yes.
17,
he struck out 20 guys?
No, 20 whiffs. Just swinging
misses. Not strikeouts. Okay. Sorry, Herb.
It was last year. They were on the road to win 108 games, and it didn't happen. I mean, you know, they slipped. I said you have to win 17-18 games for 6 months. That's 108. I'll give you six or seven. Okay.
I don't love this.
Other losses. To only make it 101.
This call has been going on for 7 minutes.
Yeah, I'm not into it today.
Like I say to the Eagles, rise to the occasion. Let's go.
There it is.
All right.
58. Let's go, baby.
I'm with you.
All right. Yes.
Going to Pound Town.
Here you go. 5858.
Number 60, baby. Here it comes.
German chocolate.
Couple months down the road. Number 60, baby.
All right.
Let's go, Jalen Hurts. Here
we go.
Whoa. Oh, we're talking about the Phillies.
All right.
Okay, Herb. All right.
All right, Herb.
Love you, buddy.
All right.
Later, I'll see you at the Jiggy and Pete.
Yeah. All right, there he is. Yeah. Herb from the Northeast.
He'll bang you if he don't like you.
All right. We'll get you ready for the Phillies game next with leading off. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fred.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.